Brother, let me tell you this, brother. You see, life is like an egg, okay? You have a white egg and you have a clear brown egg.
Preach, brother.
When you crack the eggs, it's the same egg.
Preach, brother.
You don't even know what kind of egg it is. You walk in right now, you see an egg, you're like, hey, eggs, I'm eating it. You don't know if it's a cage-free egg.
Nope.
You don't know if it's a white shell egg.
Nope.
Or a brown shell egg.
Nope.
So what I'm saying, an egg is an egg. Brother. Welcome to the Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott. And I am here with my co-host, Crooks.
Kaboom!
You said that one day already.
Bang.
We also say it's people. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe.
Subscripts? Yes,
I swear to you. No.
Yeah.
Me not know if I'm me alone this happened to. But no. You moved from Jamaica a while now.
Yeah.
And we live a foreign.
Yeah.
You don't feel like certain things with... You don't feel out of the loop certain way. You don't feel like sometimes you feel like y'all lose your like yard madness.
Sometimes. Yeah. Like,
as a matter of fact, people, comment if you don't understand what me I try to explain.
Sometimes, all right. Let me tell you when that feeling really starts to kick in. You see when the same like barriers that you have up as a Jamaican, you have to start, like, kind of loosen them a little bit for par with people.
Like, for start, you know?
For start, you know, go out in society. Have you ever done something and you felt like, yo, Jamaican people ever see me? I do this right now, you know?
like,
and it's nothing crazy, you know?
Nothing crazy. Like, for instance, Magadi Beach,
mm-hmm.
on Sundays.
Yeah.
By myself, rent a bicycle.
I ride bikes.
Get a speaker. Put this, buy a little hamper for the bicycle.
You're that guy. You're that
guy. I listen to some serious Bob Marley.
Yeah.
And some of the time, it's like, me stop. I'll be like,
you're
this.
You're that guy, right? You're the guy that you and I look for and go, oh, I'm doing that,
brother. Why the brother move so extra? Like,
yeah.
Me wouldn't just go for a jog at Jamaica.
No.
You know them where they?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, me wouldn't have a dog in my house.
Bro, so we have a Frenchie.
A French dog.
We have a French bulldog. And bro, when I tell you, that dog will jump in at the couch and snuggle up beside me. And I say, man.
How this happen? How this happen to me now?
If anybody in yard ever see me right now, you know, they'll be like, no, I want no food from him, you know, because...
Brother. The things them, when me ask, like, brother, one of the first things them where they changed me was, when we did that Jamaica dog,
yeah.
And we got a road, at NEC.
Straight.
Me never knew about tequila till me come a foreign, you know.
Yep.
Now, maybe tequila I drink at Jamaica no more often.
Yeah.
But when me found a foreign, brother.
NEC, straight.
It's like me look weird when me around certain people. I have a Hennessy. When they're on white people in my youth, and you pull up with a Hennessy, they might look probably like, oh, he's the devil.
You black now. No, we never don't say you're that black. You're black, but whatever don't say it. Bro, I remember I went to, this wasn't even in LA, I was in Miami. I do a gig in Miami, and promoter's like, yo, what y'all drink? Me and him cool, right? I said, what y'all drink? So let me get a Hennessy pineapple. Man say, you want a black and mild with that, bro?
Yeah.
I said, damn.
Exactly.
Wow. Jano. I said, you know what a reposado, you know what a tequila. I was like,
brother, me not lie. From when me go on the road, send me up on the road, boy, if some of them man, I see the drinks them with me, I foreign me there, brother.
Yeah, man.
When my drink them come out with the pineapple
the
and the coloring.
It's like a sprinkle on top. Bro.
When they start knowing them by name.
Oh, yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Yo, you're there at Jamaica, we call it thing them regular. We call them special.
Yeah, special.
You know?
Or this with this. It's just yeah. that.
Rum bar.
You see me?
Give me a boom and, you know?
Yeah, you just put the names together. It's yeah. not a...
Foreign my youth, come here, I want a spicy Sienna. You know what I mean? Hey, Missio. Before you move, just like, share, comment, subscribe. Raise up your views then, man. When you live a foreign... You and you start, no, it's not just 3 million people.
Yeah.
No, it's 350 million.
Yep.
So, me know people from all walks of life. And me don't even care.
Yeah. And it's like, everybody have them different cultures and perspectives and way of living. And it's like, you have to just navigate through all of that. But the Jamaican barriers.
It's like, in my mind, me say, yo, if I did the yard, me day, no. I bought yo, madness, crazy. You know? Brother, for instance, so you know say cultural difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know say when like some like Latin American and you know we have different cultures. You know say when them use the bathroom, they don't flush the toilet paper.
Yeah,
they put it in the little. They put it in a liquor garbage bin place.
Yeah.
When we just come out firing and realize that, may I say, yo, them people are the nastiest people in the world.
not all.
Not all, don't do that. But me just say, but when I just come here, me now look upon it as, yo, these are the cultural difference. No, me I look upon it as, yo, them brother are nasty.
This crazy. And it's just a whole set of people that live like this.
So it's just amazing when maturity do.
Yeah.
When you turn big man and you understand certain things, you just realize like, oh, that's just different.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's just how them view things. But all right, you ever feel like you have to do things to be extra Jamaican? Like you feel like it has slipped, so you have to...
Yeah, so anytime you feel like me, I like lose my little Jamaicanness, I try to go like, wow. When that reach me, I go to Florida. Yeah, when that reach me, I go to Florida. I go to Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale goes out, yep.
Yeah, I go to Fort Lauderdale. I go like Bronx.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
And just...
Go around a wide place.
Just recharge. Go near the road and in place.
And even when I go there for recharge, it still feel different.
It's still very different, because, you know, it's still transferring from yard. I don't know, there's a different, it's just a different vibes altogether.
I swear, that is like my fear of losing my Jamaicanness.
Yeah.
So me call it. I feel like, it's like, I said, John, no deal. Oh, yeah, move so like.
So that is why, even when we don't talk about people trying to out Jamaican, you know, that, I feel like that's why I really feel so, you know.
And that really
Because me, I go see you now and me, I say, damn, bro, so where you really got download?
All of them song,
yeah. You really do this, bro?
Bro, I work out to like Doja Cat and them.
Same.
Brother, so many times I feel like say, yo, wake up, youth. What you do? Hey, boy.
Every now and again, I have to say, all right, yo, you know what? You know, you're right, you know. Let me go up on SoundCloud. And
I'm fine.
Yo.
Brother, me and I gym yesterday, I work out, you know, dog. And I do some pull-ups, you know.
Yeah.
And to me alone in there,
yeah.
I turn on the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
I may play loud. Can you kiss me more? Hey, love, but we ain't got nothing to lose. And brother, me have the workout of my life.
Your life. Yep.
And me just look, I'm messing with dog. If one of my brethren them from Jamaica ever see this, you know.
Could imagine them walking outside. Yeah, man. Like, this is really in your vibes.
And that may have lift weights, though.
Yeah.
And bear in mind, you know, I'm completely fine, you know.
Yeah.
Completely. Me not care. Me not care no more.
But that's it. But I think it's the not caring that make you feel care. Like... Damn, am I losing? Like, normally, would I care about this?
Like, am I losing my Jamaican?
Am I losing? Like, is this like a sign? Like, me no business. Me no be who I go judge me. Me go buy a smoothie. Me go buy a smoothie. And me go enjoy my smoothie. Me go buy a strawberry banana smoothie. I'm not want a man to tell me about why if you drink banana smoothie, Bridget.
Because I live a far in good while. I live a far in good while now and a banana smoothie me drink.
I that me drink. So who I go give me chat? Brother. And then they're going to say, but is that the issue? Is it
a me problem?
Is it a me? Is me being like, no, me no business. Is that the problem in itself? Because as a yard man, you da business one time.
Yeah, but you only realize it. This happen when you're not around a lot of Jamaicans.
Yeah, facts.
But you see them, you only realize it when it's like the fresh Jamaican them forward.
Yeah.
And him not there. Yeah. So when a fresh Jamaican forward and him not there foreign for, him not there foreign for 3 years yet.
Yeah.
So him fully fresh.
Yeah.
Brother, one time when I my bridging him was just forward up here. Me I tell him, say, yo, no man, me I link up. You have to link me like 3 o'clock. Cause foreign different, you know.
Yeah.
Foreign, you can't link a man any time of the day.
No.
Because man, like we plan out.
Yeah,
the
them
day.
Have them schedule and thing. You can't just pull up at any point.
So it's like me
time.
I tell him, say, yo, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Me have a Pilates class. Yo.
Got Pilates at 3, bro.
Tell you that, man. I say, yo, now Pilates at 3 o'clock. Man, I said, Pilates? Who is this?
That's what you mean you have Pilates at 3. Now you do Pilates?
Brother, it was a Friday. Brother, me used to do yoga.
Yeah.
And Pilates.
Oh, so you had a Spartan and a warrior pose and them something?
Bro! Brother.
And the warrior pose that was warrior one, warrior two.
Brother, you see when I stay, sir? I start, I say, am I Jamaican?
Brother.
Why am I doing this?
What is happening here? What is like? What's going on in my life that led me here?
Bro, I am this is not only happening to me.
Please share your experiences.
Share your Jamaican. Share your experience when you realize, like, yo, am I here too long?
Yeah, man. I feel like, man, I need to watch a sound clash right now or something. I need for
something. Something just off. Right now, one of the things that when we realize will catch me is. Look ya. Yo. That's.
And me neither set up.
This completely natural to you.
Yeah. This is just like, all right, yeah.
Brother. Me full blown have conversations like this more while, you know. Like, yo, what go on? Yo, we need it.
Yeah.
Just fully. Like this.
Yeah. No, see me.
That yeah, are the regular man. Way. Yeah. That, you see, a Jamaican right. Man not really say nothing about yeah. That. But
that.
A man I gonna say, yo, no. Whoa.
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
The hand on the knee really
you
seals.
You see when you...
yeah, bro, I got Pilates.
I'm not like,
I got Pilates at 3.
I'm a full-blown comfortable with that.
Yeah.
That somebody say a soft life. Me say, yo, me I tell you no, it's not soft
it's,
life.
It's not soft. If you don't feel like a soft life, try do a yoga session one time and try do a Pilates one time. Medieval ramp with Pilates, you know.
No, man, and a regular and a boy thing, man.
And on a simpleton thing.
No, man, and a boy thing.
You know?
Brother, I just some things were just where you just feel wrong I do them.
Yeah. It goes against almost, it even go against necessarily, but it just kind of, like part of it just feel anti-Jamaican.
Yeah.
And you, I feel like I know within myself, like, all right, I can only do this because I'm not a par with 5 Jamaican every day.
Yeah, but the moment 5, I'm not like, when 5 Jamaican run, I feel like, right at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, when we go... When we go like, say we go one party, like a Jamaican party, like Fort Lauderdale and everything there.
Yeah.
It's like me, I say, yeah, me they are yard.
Yeah.
I'm a feels, I'm not like, I'm,
yeah.
Where there?
I'm saying I'm good.
Oh. Well, me take me here, me think you say they are the hood. Because that, for even, that, bro.
True.
I find myself saying the hood.
Yeah.
Instead of ghetto.
Yeah, same.
Literally.
Same.
Remember, me tell that man one time, I said, yo, I grew up in the hood. Me, I said, no.
Why did I even feel the urge?
Why my mouth even meant to say that?
Like, you supposed to know within yourself, say, yo, that you supposed to know the response already.
I'ma feel like this, let me tell you, the first step of when you're realizing that you really amalgamate yourself in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
You see the part when you stop care about how you look, dress-wise. Because
yeah,
there is something specific about dressing in a Jamaica where we try and make sure, say, every single thing neat.
Yeah, and everything out of neat place. And everything match and like, the same, like a neat, suit almost.
Like fully neat.
Yeah.
I'm come a far and I'm realize, sometime we want big pants. We're just big. I want a big shirt. Pants
and a big shirt. I'm just we're a see.
No, like I say. Brother, I'm come a far and come start walk with like you know the little bathroom pouch. Brother, that's how I really feel like it's too far.
So okay.
Because I have one of them, you know the go yard pouch where you walk with your hand.
Yeah.
Me ask yeah.
No, a handbag.
Oh, a handbag this.
Brother, you know what? All right. So when I had to reel it in was when I had an urge. What you call them? I had an urge to get a tote bag.
Yeah,
bro. Come and see everybody at me. I say, yo, tote bag, them have a vibe.
Them
still
have a buzz.
Them have a vibe still, you know. And then I actually went to get one. I saw Magoso, I was like,
no, the man in my yard, if man in my yard ever see this.
Yeah, man, the man say, yeah, man, Crooks gone. Gone, him gone. Yeah, man, him there Hollywood too long now. Yeah, man, the man I wear a handbag on him something there.
Brother.
He don't wear beads.
When you know, got Florida what there. Not even what there, one time. And so, how me dress now
mm-hmm.
is my kind of like plain earth colors.
Yeah.
Button up, mm-hmm. polo type.
Yeah.
But just normal, me no like tight pants.
Yeah.
So me try shop at the places
where you can
so
get them something. Eh?
Where bought me for six, wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Reach. Dog them come up from Jamaica. The dog them in a like psycho bunny. I go crazy.
Yeah.
And the man them, I make sure I say them get the Ralph Lauren t-shirt them.
Yeah, man, the one with it if it don't have the logo on it.
I mean, I tell the man them say, oh no, man, me over here saying a Banana Republic.
Yeah, which republic?
I say, no, man, me I got Abercrombie because I see one brown pants in a Abercrombie will look bad.
I know.
Old Navy.
And don't make them go look for Abercrombie, you know.
They
don't make them go look pan all and them see one poster outside in the dark.
Them not gonna like it. None at all.
None at all.
None at all. Because when me go out, I'm evil like they're on the man them.
Mm-hmm.
Me I say, no man, I go home.
I go home,
put on our ripped jeans, guys. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I have a ripped jeans that I leave it in Florida. It's only in Florida. I'm nowhere else.
Yeah, me can't. This happened when you're there on whole heap of white Americans.
Yeah.
Like you start, because the button-up thing, me not lie. Me never really like button-up like that.
I just were there.
And then me just going like this. Brother, me just going at this button-up thing where, yo, if me I go out, if it's not a polo type or a button-up, me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, me feel like my underdressed now. Me feel like me never even take. Why am I outside like me? I run errands and I never put out my button up.
Brother, the way how foreign can influence you, I'm sure you are from a Jamaicanness, brother. Tight pants.
Mm.
Nah, like, I like skinny jeans.
Yeah?
Did.
Yeah.
No more space and I'm close them, Bridget.
For me, you know, like the baggy are the better for me. But like, I've been experimenting with like textures. In clothes now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, no, I'm upset that there's not like more like Jamaican fashion where it's like, I can support that. So now it's like, if I want to dress a certain way, it's like, no, may I dress like white people. Bro, may I buy suspenders in a dog? I have suspenders in a.
You deserve to be suspended.
Instead of belt, you know.
Yeah, we're suspenders now.
Not right now. Oh. But just under the influence.
If you ever wear a suspender around me, I look like Penguin.
I do look like Penguin. But
you know,
but
Penguin from Batman?
Yeah.
But I saw you that look.
But you know what's crazy? It's not a terrible look.
A damn thing that make me say, yo, no, man. Fight it. Stronger than that, Natty. You have to stronger than that. Stronger than that, brother.
Brother, we put it on, I was like, man, no vex.
Brother.
Man, no vex.
Brother, me go when I'm a white friend, I'm invite me go a party at Venice.
Yeah.
And it's like a bar. Mm-hmm. Oceanfront bar party.
Yeah.
Normally, straight club thing. What do you know as party? Mm-hmm. Them time there, we walk in, we see some table. Mm-hmm. We are drink from a bottle, we are buy a bottle.
Yeah.
And we are beat up the bottle. Doom, 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 yeah. Doom, doom, doom. That's the vibe.
Yeah.
Brother, I'm reach. Full bar.
Yeah.
Just beer, white people. Sprinkle black people.
Yeah. But all bars. If you want a drink,
you have to go to the bar, go get a drink.
Yeah.
Walk in, yo, you want a drink, man? I say, yes. Mm-hmm. Free. Stand up in there. And the man them a play.
First of all, as a Jamaican, yo, the man a...
Yo, mind man a put things in a your drink,
you know. Put things in a your drink, you know. Take you away and run away with you, you know.
That's how me did that move. That was exactly how me did that move.
Even right there, the Jamaican...
Because when the dog asked me more that drink, in my youth, and the man carry the drink, come give me, and me I say, yo, this are not NEC. This look.
This is not just drinking.
Just drink the drink.
Just drink the. And that's how they.
Because them drink anything, you know.
Yeah, give them
what
anything.
What is there will be drunk. Whatever English word that is.
Them are drinking. Yeah, man.
So we there in there, and the man them start play. I have to remember the exact song. So I'm gonna get the sequence wrong. Mm. We there in there, and the man them start play. Let me tell it. Doom. Is a Z.
Mm.
You know. No. Now that no. Wave after wave.
Yeah. Wave after wave. Yeah.
Slowly drifting. My face away. Above the water. Yeah. Brother, man, I'm there in the stand up and
love that song, then.
Mirror. My feet can't touch the ground. That's ground. And it feels like I'm bridging. Walk come over to me and the man put him on for my shoulder.
Yeah.
And then him other friend walk come over and they put them on for my shoulder.
I know you're here.
I know there is like seven of us.
Okay.
And we are doing this in a circle. Wave after wave. And then it's like, you know, when you're, it's like a full blown Jamaican. And like, yeah, I say.
Yeah, they are dance up with
I say, wait.
They are hung up on
us. This kind of money, you know.
Rough vibes still. All right.
Slowly drifting. Drifting away.
And then they're mad, energetic, like, ah, yeah.
And then, brother, I feel
hey,
like,
hey,
I'm not lying. When you are, no, as a man, I'm there on party, I'm here dance. You see me there, I'm bridging them. I'm here, I get cheer on. It's like, ah, mad. But there is levels to the dancing.
Yeah.
You see, if me like me, we can't dance.
Yeah.
And a man, I say, yo, and you know that. All right.
Yeah.
But you see, the man them we got the part of the man they pan. Brother, I hate.
It's like, bro. All right, we get it.
Brother,
you can dance.
Yo.
We understand, bro.
And brother, I'm me there in the middle of... And then a man just fall, come up and... Brother, move from here, some
like,
of
you. Like, why would... You see us all here having a
would
good time.
So I do some regular dance.
Why you would have boom flick in the middle of the dance floor? what is your problem?
My God, the bar, go sit down.
You're not a red stripe, or...
Yeah.
you have kind of... Reel it.
Yo, me get a Guinness there.
Yeah, we get a Guinness there, please.
Me get a jug and stout.
You have any hot, get, you have hot Guinness?
Yeah, me get a Spitfire.
Yo, I've been trying to find Dragon in LA for the longest time.
Brother, I'm going to tell you, them I tried to take over Jamaicanness.
Bro, it's so hurtful.
Brother, what do you, I'm going to try to buy some Vitamalt. I say, what the malt there?
Where the malt?
It's just Vita.
Yeah, what is... Bro, all the Baba roots water down, you know.
Brother, the Irish smash them just. Anytime I taste one of them can Irish smash them, I just want to seal it away. Come here and say, yo, this is not it.
You know what I think got the biggest downgrade?
White rum.
Supligen. White rum. White rum, not so much. Supligen got such a water down over the years.
Supligen did have the sickest commercial, let me know that. Supligen!
Boosie up.
Me say a A, a B, a C, D, E. Easy vitamins. Boosie up. Supligen. Yo.
Supligen gives you all you need to stay on time.
Brother.
Supligen. That commercial was not.
Hey, we need back them. We need them commercial there again.
Yeah, man. Fully.
See, that liquor, that remind me a little bit. That give me back my little Jamaica.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because
I watched the Lasco Mackerel and Rice commercial.
We have to do something.
There.
Because when you're there on other people, you start realize like, yo, me lose.
Yeah, lose the Jamaicanness.
Yeah, lose like the Jamaicanness.
And you know the problem with it too. When you go around these other people, you're usually one of the few, if not the only Jamaican. So your Jamaicanness is almost necessary still.
No, but the thing is, they're looking at you as a full-blown Jamaican.
Yeah,
you know?
So, and they're introducing you as the Jamaican.
Exactly. So you have to keep up the Jamaican.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to keep it. But even in just parring with them, lose some of that par with them, but you have to keep it because that's a,
exactly.
This is my Jamaican friend.
But let's address it. First of all, we are keep with dignity.
Straight.
That are one.
Straight.
And we still hold on to our morals them.
Yes.
Because from me, they are foreign, we never take drugs yet.
Why?
I never saw that one. Boy. Confession. So, yeah, from me, they are foreign.
Yeah.
Never take drugs yet. Nobody not get me do what me not want to do.
Yeah.
Never take drugs yet.
Straight.
Never go the other way yet.
Straight.
But, me there on people, and millions of people live here. I've been to places where me see that I take place.
That I go on, yeah.
Like, me know people. I have genuine friends.
Yeah.
That do them thing there.
Yeah.
Like, with them, we use things and offer me. Yo, try this now.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, no, mad.
Yeah, go no, respect. My good now still, but you know.
Yeah, right, man.
Yeah, man.
This and some of the time, you know, good. You will lose friendship over it too.
Yeah.
When you're not indulging
in a certain things.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like judgmental of.
Exactly. How me cope is that I realize that there's a big difference with how some race enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
So we. As I feel like Jamaicans, we enjoy ourselves a majority of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the time, we put ourselves in our box when we just stick to one type of party.
Yeah, one type of enjoyment.
Yeah, like one type of, like, me love hear Jamaican music.
Yeah.
And say Friday night is a Jamaican party night.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Me not go Saturday and Sunday. Unless me have the week. unless it's an event.
Like
but,
where it's something special I go on.
Yeah, but when I find myself, I go like Coachella and I walk up and down in a no shirt and all. Like, yep. Yeah.
Brother.
You start feeling well comfortable when you start wearing vintage clothes.
Yep.
Yeah, when you start wearing some vintage clothes and you start wearing some chromate ring. Not chromate, but like chromate cousin.
Yeah, like Steelheart or something.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Not chrome, because we can't afford chrome at.
Well, it's like even certain things, brother, I'm going to find myself, may I realize, all right. No, I'm rather a polo shirt than a t-shirt.
For that specific event,
yeah. Or I start look upon certain things where it's like, I have a bridging with a white bridging, fully into fashion, bro. I'm going to say, no, man, you know what you need? You need shirts with like a Johnny collar. You'd like a Johnny collar. May I say a Johnny collar?
That sound
crazy.
Weird.
What is a Johnny collar? They show me and I'm like, oh, that bad. Yeah, more I wear that. Yeah, that's.
Anyway, funny. It's not more expensive at all, you know.
At all.
It's
just a different style.
It's actually cheaper.
Yeah.
And that's the funny. Like, all of these ways where we are talking about were fun.
Yeah.
A bar. You know, way when you're cheaper. Going to, brother, when you go into a certain type of bar, you know.
A drink
is like $8-$9, you know.
Yeah.
When you go into a club, a drink is $25.
Bro, there's a there's bars where I go, you can get like six Guinness for like $20, you know, $20-$25. It's like lit, like supermarket price.
And they're having fun.
Yeah. Lit.
So, and then you will find out, say you go Miami and you go Booby Trap.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, you go Booby Trap, if you not have $1,000 in your pocket,
you're not
why are you
why
going
are you
there?
You're literally wasting everybody's time.
Yeah, because one, if you don't know nobody, you have to pay $100 to get in.
Yeah.
And then by you go in, if you're not throwing the money, you look like a waste, man.
Yeah, man. So you
and
need
two, where you going to stand up under the gallery? Because if you can't get no seat, you're not getting no section and no seat.
Yep.
So you have to find friend mm-hmm. and you have to come together and then spend $2,000
yep.
to get a little section. When you could have walked down Miami
mm-hmm.
and go at one of them bar there when you have one name, like must say El Diablo.
You got one of them, you know, El Patron.
One of them,
one of them
bar. And when you walk in, you just start here. Hey, Eta, and everybody just had dance. And everybody had dance mm-hmm. and everybody had fun.
Yep.
And you spend $10 buy a cup drink.
And you're good. And then
you have to show your ID.
How crazy. You didn't even have to pay to go in. You just
show ID.
You show your ID, walk in, and then you might even not spend more than the $10, you know?
Bro, you know what? First of all, you walk in, somebody just wants to be your friend the moment you get there.
You're making
four friends
immediately.
You're leaving with friends.
You're making at least four, especially as a yard man.
And you're leaving with useful friends.
Brother.
You not leave with no, yo, my dog, make we go to the next party. No, y'all leave with friends. We're going to be like, yo, you know, we're having a game tomorrow, game mm-hmm. tonight. You want to pull up?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. That's my white accent.
Come on, man. Yo.
Come on, man. Dude, you should totally pull up, dude. It's crazy.
Yo, my dad, Bridget, yo, Bush, did still have a link to that, Utah. Bro, my go after. This was like a LA after hours.
Yeah.
So this is for the people that don't know.
This are right? like this like 5 o'clock. No.
This is 5 o'clock in the morning, right? For the people that don't know, LA parties
finish at 2 o'clock.
The typical club night goes from 10 to 2, right? Sometimes
only.
9 o'clock.
After that, go your bed.
If you want to party after that, that is after hours time.
See, after hours is two to four, two to five-ish,
right? No. There are places where you can party after that,
mm-hmm.
right? That is usually like, those areas tend to be very Asian, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but then after hours, guy link me. Meet a brother after hours, Japanese guy. He say, yo, pull up to this spot. I was like, there's another spot? I go there. This is like 5-6 in the morning. I'm walking up. And this white guy, me and my girl at the time, this white guy pulls up and he's like, I know you guys don't really know what's going on here. So just roll with me. He walks up. We walk behind him. He pays for both of us. Go inside. He buys us like 2 drinks each.
Mm-hmm.
We're vibing. We go out. We go up on the patio. We burn a spliff with him. You know, him burn cigarette mostly. And turns out this is a guy that like used to work with SpaceX. He's mm-hmm. like a lead engineer.
And at them places, you go book people. Brother, I'm in New York. I'm going to do a podcast with Godfrey.
Yeah.
Godfrey, the comedian. I'm going to meet an Albanian there. And the man, I say, oh, nah, we brothers. We the same thing. You know, we the Jamaicans of Europe. We're going out tonight. I'm going to make sure that you're good, okay? Just let me know what time I come and pick you up and we're going to have a good time tonight.
Yeah.
Brother, tell the dog forward. Dog pick me up from my hotel.
Yeah.
Dog carry me in a Manhattan.
Yeah.
Dog carry me upon like the highest floor in a Manhattan.
Yeah.
The bossiest hotel. The rooftop.
Yeah, insane.
Are the sickest thing. Me ever see.
Wow.
And the man just walk past everybody. Oh, no, that's my guy. He good. Blah, blah, blah. Go up there. A man walk home. 3 bottles of tequila. Man say, hey, I know you got you one of the girls here because I see you by yourself. I don't, I need to make sure that my friends,
my friends are good.
Mm-hmm. Brother, man, go for about 4 gallon up.
Just for, all right, make sure.
Just for
good.
Props. Just for props.
Just for props.
Just for props. Just put them here.
Yeah.
Me not spend a dollar.
Just a par.
And the man just out of the, just, yo, pull up.
That's as a bridge.
And it's all it, brother. And you see, thing is, when you're there on that, you do that.
Yeah.
When they start go, you see other man walking, they say, yo,
it becomes like a thing that you do know. Yo, what you drink, good?
It don't even register in my mind.
Yeah.
For not offer the person when we forward with a drink.
Yeah. Like immediately. Like
because, I know why, right? Because it's so cheap though.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? It's hard for me to offer you a drink.
And
I want Jamaican party if I have to buy a bottle. You see, when we go to one Jamaican party, whatever they're in front of me, that y'all go drink it.
So here,
me now I spend $250 on a bottle.
So here's the extra issue with that to know. You now have to like almost fight the rest of the crew for the bottle. It's like a battle royale for the bottle now. Mm-hmm. You ever go a spot and it's like, yeah, man, you pull up and, oh, yeah, man, we have a buckle over here, so. And you go over there and say, damn, anything left in that buckle?
You know, here why that, here how me look for party when me go to Jamaican party.
Yeah.
Me go there, one, me love it, because me get a nice reset.
Yeah, me recharge.
And then
you get for bump, you know what I mean? No. And then me there
on my people, where acknowledge the thing that me I do, because me mind our Jamaican people support me the most.
True.
So, when me there at our Jamaican party, they must say, yo, think them funny, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, such and such day, where I enjoy, so me, I enjoy myself on Jamaican party. Yeah. It's just that me spend more.
Yeah.
And then, you know, me not really drink like that.
Yeah, so even for spend that much for drink.
No, me I go buy a bottle, you know?
Yeah.
I promise you, one drink me I get out of it.
Yeah.
Come I go buy
for sure.
And I make sure it's done before I left too.
Yeah.
I say, yo, just drink this. Somebody drink this. Somebody.
Some
people just drink this.
Yeah.
It's not like me, I go there
for the drink.
No, just drink this. just drink this.
You know, I'm not. Yeah, man. Drink, please, yeah, man. Take
that. But it's just the time. To me, the part of them are the time and the place and the vibe.
Yeah.
When
true,
we got Vegas,
true.
Shirt off.
Yeah.
Beach shots.
Yep.
I'm running around and me, I enjoy myself.
Yes.
The man them always thinks I'm dep on something.
Always move like
no, because me have to do that so them not offer me.
Are you one of the people that will you like run up and like, yo man, arm around somebody like, yeah, bro, yeah, this is my guy right here.
No, but what if that happened to me?
Yeah.
Yo, this my Jamaican guy is so funny, man. You should watch his stuff. Yeah, listen, you know.
Yep. Come hug you up and go, oh yeah, you know my guy right here, man. I was like, your guy?
Show you the Jamaican man in here. Peter. General.
Yeah, man.
Yo, general, you know, what a thing them, general. Yo, man, my shoulder. Oh, man, yeah, man, I'm telling you, I regular, I see a thing them, man. I'm not stop watching. All right, man.
All right.
Pop my neck.
For the Jamaicans, them right? When did this become a literal
when,
war? Like
when this mean?
when
this mean? I got broke my thumb.
like brother. And sometimes it's like, bro, my thumb already.
My thumb
practically broken, bro. Just seal and done, no, bro.
No, I know that. Why it have to be so much time? Why have you seal? And we attack same time. Yo, you know, it's a big man thing. A long time, I don't see them respect the general.
I never know how many seals is appropriate.
Brother.
How many seals before the cut? Brother, I feel like three should be the max.
Brother, one time, there was a Jamaican party, and I swear to God, a dog, I heal me, I seal it.
Yeah.
And when it done, me no feel like me have no fingerprint left.
The fingerprint gone.
No, me can't, not thumbprint, nowhere else.
Done. Yeah, iPhone, mashup.
Brother, me couldn't walk my phone.
Brother, you know, real talk, yo, man, respect, you know, general is like, bro, at some point.
But it the thing is, you know, it's refreshing.
Yeah, it is. Kind of like,
it refreshing.
Kind of like, it's like, yard, man, this
Yeah.
Yo, respect, Richie.
Like
Yo, bro, remember.
I'm proud more while you ever like then our era where yard music not supposed to play. And then it's like, yeah, say, yard man, that, you know.
Bro, so...
But it look like him falling at the trap like him. I forget, say, my yard man too.
Yeah.
So it's like, he would have did it and he would have listened to him yard music and the tour with there somewhere where we're not supposed to hear that.
Yeah.
So it's like, you say, wait, no. This man playing Alkaline. I know this man.
Yeah, certain tune is like, you have to be, you either a yard man or you are very, very tapped in.
You're super tapped in.
You're super tapped in. You have a Jamaican girlfriend or something.
Brother, like, brother, me then at Equinox and hear a man sing, money don't change we. We are money changer. Me I say, yard man.
He's a yard man.
Brother, me just walk up to him. Give him the yard look. He said, yeah, see me? Tingo general. He said, yeah!
All right, just a check. Just a check. You see me?
Say, yeah.
Just a check. Bro, like one time in the building, man, see a Kiara pull up. Here a Kiara pull up. Bad girl, I'm a type, nothing no wrong. I said, hold on, man.
Half a be a Jamaican.
This half a be a Jamaican. There's no way. It was not a Jamaican. Belizean.
Well, you know, island person.
Island, you know, Caribbean, same way.
Belize is not an island, right? Belize is a part of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Belize is Central America.
Mm, they are the only English-speaking country in that era, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Belize cool. Belize.
Man, them parts were close, but.
Yeah, you know. I think them still kind of vexed with me because them they try to be.
Sometimes I still feel like they move more Jamaican than me. If I start Jamaican up myself more.
Yeah.
When we're on them, I have to say, yo, Bridget.
Yeah, you have to part with some Belizean, you have to
Jamaican up.
You have to Jamaican up, because you will lose. You see me? You will feel like, oh, no, man, them feel like them. No, man, let me get some ackee and saltfish there.
Yeah,
and
man, burrito.
Yeah, but no other burrito again. Let me get, curry chicken
even
and
the,
something.
Brother, even the food we throw away off.
Burritos and tacos.
Me say, you want a burrito?
Yeah.
Acai bowl. Mm-hmm. Dog.
Acai bowl is crazy.
Me say, yo, let me get a strawberry acai.
Strawberry acai bowl. Yep.
That, mm-hmm. No, me, I look into it. Me say, no, hey. No, man, you can't lose the Jamaicanness. Get it back.
Yeah, man, come on, bro. You see me? Yo, you'd have the gluten-free
Man, I look by him. Man, I said, gluten? Gluten-free. Where you come from, Jamaica? Come on, friend. Come on, talk about you want gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
Come on, friend. Come on, ask you all kind of boy if it's gluten-free.
Oh, no. I use...
cage-free eggs.
I use cage-free eggs, you know. My I'm only like get the organic cage-free egg, them.
2% but, lactose.
Yeah, man. I like the organic peas.
We need lactose-free milk.
Lactose-free. I'm not mad at the lactose-free milk, but I only want whole milk.
I see it's become a farm, Mr. Separate milk, you know.
Yeah, 2% and...
No, everything was milk.
Yeah, it was just milk.
Last cut to me was milk.
Condensed milk.
Condensed milk is milk. Evaporated milk is milk. Soy milk is milk. You know what I miss?
What?
An Ovaltine. Ovaltine are the biscuit.
Horlicks.
Horlicks. Need some Horlicks in my life.
Bro, Horlicks is... I mean, it was you had the Holy Trinity, right?
Lasco.
Horlicks. Milo.
No. Milo.
Milo.
And Milo and milk too. Milo chocolate milk.
Yeah, Milo is for sure chocolate
Milo
milk.
Milo chocolate milk.
And then... So, all right.
I need some... No.
Milo or Ovaltine?
Please, somebody, please send... Comment a link to some Horlicks. Me need to buy some Horlicks.
No, you can get.
Not LA Horlicks. LA Horlicks might be $30. LA Horlicks are going to be $30.
I mean, but for shipping, you know?
I bet it's still a got cheaper.
Probably.
I need some Horlicks.
Probably. Because you have to go drive weird. Go down
that my.
That my. If you want Horlicks.
Exactly.
Yep.
Me need some Horlicks.
Facts.
That
big
used
facts.
To be so good.
Brother, Horlicks. So, did you do? Were you an Ovaltine or Milo?
Milo.
Milo. I feel like Milo is superior. But that's the Trinity. The Milo, Horlicks, and what would it say?
Lasco.
And that's, you know. But no, you have different milk. You know, you can get all.
No,
almond milk and
almond. Me come a foreign. Come and tell. Brother, I'm going to come out firing at my own man and tell him about, yo, don't drink milk. It's not good for you. You know how much milk me drink at Jamaica? You tell me
about milk not good for you.
Man, almond milk. I don't like, bro. What?
Almond juice.
You ever say almond yet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's juice. I think the milk industry is.
Have you ever seen oat?
Yes.
What's an oat?
It's a grain.
So how do we get milk out of that?
The same way you make want juice, man, then blend it up and strain it out.
Cow want my milk from you know. Me and them say I'll goat milk. Goat go meh, brother.
So
me don't want a goat milk either.
I've had goat milk.
What are the difference?
It's slightly sweeter. Like it's practically the same, but it's like it is like sweeter than cow's milk.
Yeah, them thing them in there like that.
And say as I know.
No, more on the full moo. More on the moo. More yeah. Me drink the milk, me say moo. Yeah.
I mean it's practically the same though.
See, me can't do all of
it's
that.
It's just, you know.
To me,
a
milk
slight
and milk.
Flavor difference. Like if I gave you both of them, you wouldn't.
Well, me
you
know me get lactated.
Yeah.
So me get the.
The one with lactose
like
free?
Lactose free.
You do 2% milk?
What is that? I mean, buy it already though. But me don't know what is the difference between two and
I don't, milk. I usually get lactate, but I like the whole milk. I don't, the 2% to me just tastes water though. Every other milk that isn't whole milk tastes water though.
Me work with water though.
I don't like water though milk.
Me work with water though. When me can't get over like the melon them without seed. The orange them without seed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Them. So you know, it's like.
Fruits over here are different.
So here's the crazy part. Here's the conspiracy theory.
You realize what takes place right now?
What? I'm getting into the food brain.
No, we just talk about the foreign.
Foreign.
I will get used to it. Look at how I'm sitting.
Yep.
No, look how me I sit. Like, yeah. I've been like fully. This for a while now. You know?
I mean, even.
You didn't even know
it. I even know it's not.
We just talk about how this now look. You know?
Yeah.
I'm a full blown. I listen to you right now like this.
Yeah, and I'm here like, yeah. So, you know, I talk about different type of milk.
No, we're talking about. We literally gone into the types of milk we like and some milk watery.
That is foreign, and, bro. that is. And it's like, damn. Is it. Not Jamaican enough to care about these things. Like, because I care about the different types of milk.
Like, no, why is it a thing now? Why number one? Is it gluten?
Is it gluten free? What is gluten? Let me just figure out what they said.
When me there at Jamaica, I never ever hear grass-fed beef, you know. Like,
I assume say every.
Me just feel like a grass, all of them I eat.
Yeah, me never know say how did I eat other things.
Why them I eat more? Than grass now.
Yeah.
And that throw me off.
Yeah. You know, and they might eat more than grass, but apparently the one they might eat grass is the good one.
So when them say cage-free egg.
Yeah.
And don't laugh. But that's what I know. So that mean what? Them run up and down and catch them chicken there?
No, it's not like a.
Like, you know, some chicken in the cage. And them get the egg them.
Yeah.
But it's a cage free. So that mean like what? Somebody, because more expensive. So that mean what? A man come so out of the house and run them down and catch all of them and then egg them?
It's a weird. So it's a weird dynamic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because technically, to have a farm, you have to have a cage, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the farm itself is kind of a cage. That's how you keep your animals. So the difference is. The amount of space that each animal gets.
And that dictate the price?
That dictates the price. So
because that chicken here, they're further from that chicken
that
here.
That chicken here have a two-bedroom versus a one-bedroom. So
some chicken have studio.
Some chicken have studio. Some chicken have studio with roommates.
So, okay.
It's a bit some chicken, you know. Some.
So it's like a gourmet egg.
Yeah. You know
because
what I mean?
When we hold two eggs together, I'm going to crack them.
Yeah.
What I don't get, the color of eggs is stupid to me, you know.
It,
you know, it doesn't matter if it's white or...
It doesn't matter at all. But some people, I don't know, some people feel like it
matters. Me tell you this, if me crack an egg, you don't know
the difference.
What color of the shell me crack, you know.
No, which is actually very deep for life when you think about it, you know?
Brother, let me tell you this, brother. You see, life is like an egg, okay? You have a white egg and you have a clear brown egg.
Preach, brother.
When you crack the eggs, it's the same egg.
Preach, brother.
You don't even know what kind of egg it is. You walk in right now, you see an egg, you're like, hey, eggs, I'm eating it. You don't know if it's a cage-free egg.
Nope.
You don't know if it's a white shell egg.
Nope.
Or a brown shell egg.
Nope.
So what I'm saying, an egg is an egg. Brother.
Preach, brother.
Clip that.
Get your mind right, brother. Just like there's no difference between us, there's no difference between these eggs.
Yeah.
We're all just eggs.
When you cut me, you see red.
I bleed the same red blood you do. Just like
an egg.
Just like an egg. We all have yolks inside, my brother. My yolk is no different from your yolk, brother.
My brain is your brain.
My brain is your brain. Feel me?
What them do?
You literally just say feel me. But that's what they would say. That's the phrase.
Yeah, they are foreign too. Like, you see what I'm talking about?
You feel me? What?
See what I'm talking about? You feel me?
Like,
go to a man and say, on hood.
On hood. What?
They homies.
Yeah, put that power on the hood, man.
Quit jacking me.
Quit
jacking me, son. Quit jacking me on hood.
Quit jacking me, bro. You get me mad tight.
I'm mad tight right now on hood. Partner. Partner. My name from Milwaukee said on a G, folks.
On a G, folks?
On a G, folks.
you got to kind of roll.
You have to sing on a G, folks.
Folks. Mm-hmm. Is there a K there? Is it folks?
What do my name from Chicago like say again? Chicago have a style too, you know?
Chicago is like on phoneme.
On phoneme.
I like phoneme. On phoneme.
On folks' grave.
On folks' grave, yep.
Yeah. On folks' grave.
On folks' grave. On phoneme. Feel me? For somebody said on phoneme, you know? Problem, you know?
On phoneme.
Them serious, you know?
And them.
And them.
Well, we say and them.
Yeah. True. True.
So.
True.
Yeah, some of us are telling us, say, only need for understand, say, as Jamaicans, when we live a foreign, we keep on, true, when you're there long, you start, really.
I think you start realize how silly some of the, I feel like even weird for using the word silly, but how silly some of the differences and the perspectives that you've held on to so dearly. Yeah.
When I live at Jamaica, tell me sport them where you know and care about.
Football, basketball.
Have you ever tried to play basketball in Jamaica?
No.
All right, no. So you probably come from, brother, when I'm there at Jamaica?
Yeah.
Is
and tracks.
Tracks?
Yeah.
And football?
Yeah.
Come a foreign? Tracks and football is the least important thing.
Then your business about it at all.
Bro, you know, there's more of me look at bar if you try to watch an Arsenal game or.
And
they probably won.
Nope, you have to go find all them British.
You have to go find a British pub.
British pub.
For what? Football.
Yeah, man.
Brother, remember one time I got, like, what day? NFL playoff. Yeah. You might know. Me not. Libya.
Yeah.
Brother, me not like, me love American football.
Yeah.
Love American football. And me there where people love it too.
Yeah.
So now me I say, yo, me want go NFL game. And now me I say, yeah, man, Lamar Jackson, the quarterback, and him, they deserve the MVP. And me I talk to some man over there. And it's like, me I say, see it.
When did you become this guy? Right?
When did
I become a guy reeling off stats?
When me I talk about like stats, no, I'm like, I wasn't near real life stats with things where I go on when I Jamaica me live.
Yeah.
So it's like my start go back.
Yeah.
No, me I watch ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
me I listen to Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp and Molly and No Ultra. No, that's a no.
You're fully, you're fully engaged.
Like, yes, John, I couldn't tell you one in a Premier League at Jamaica, right? We couldn't tell you 10.
Premier League.
It's just wait, so the time where you're there.
It's where you're there that really controls your perspective.
Brother, what day when Dan Kitch get traded?
Mm.
I bet you don't really watch basketball like that.
No.
But you know Dan Kitch get traded.
Yeah.
To the Lakers
from thing there.
You just know. Because we live here.
Yeah.
You know, out there, I would say when the Rams did win the Super Bowl and the parade and
so never sweater from when that they go on.
Brother, right? I have one of the Dunkitch 77 jersey them.
Oh yeah? Sick.
Yeah, brother. My God, Lakers game. My God, Clippers game. No,
ja.
It's just an outing. Yeah. Like it. Whoa, basketball. Oh, yo, what you done? Brother, me can't tell you about the system them on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. Oh, me can't hear when I trade up.
Person.
What me know me there far in too long? Mm-hmm. When me see a trade go on, I'm say, that is not bad fit. That not fit. How am I going to make that work? Because him more ball coming
on.
So no, brother, when Dan Kitch get traded, first thing me I say, it was whoa. But LeBron James ball dominant. So LeBron James now got have to play off the ball because Dan Kitch younger.
Yeah.
And so him in prime now. LeBron and him way out. This was
so LeBron
good.
Is LeBron going to be like sacrifice. Comfortable
who
enough to like.
Sacrifice.
You see me?
You know, because LeBron is a number one option. And now Dan Kitch did it, which is a number one. And Dan Kitch make 5 all NBA team. And
will they be
champion.
Able to like, with is egos going to be a problem here at this point?
Why are you so care? Interested?
Why do we care?
Brother, your environment changed is a lot.
Because then you meet other people where you talk to and you're like, yo, I will say the same thing. Because, you know, I mean, but LeBron showed he can work with people, though. Like, you know, like, it was cool with y'all because he was on 3 other teams, bro. Why? How he not work cool
brother,
with people?
Me are telling those stats. Yo, when he was in Miami, when he was with Ray, when he was with Ray the boss, and then Ray Allen came in, and he hit that 3. Remember, if it wasn't for that 3 right now, LeBron would have only had 3 rings. Okay? Yeah. And that 4th championship, that's not a real championship like that. That's in the pandemic. Yeah, so I don't really count that, okay? LeBron, eating it.
Yeah, it's over. It's over. It's
why?
I don't know.
I can't even have the conversation in a Jamaican accent.
No.
You can't talk about NFL? Yes, and now the reason why Lamar ain't winning because they snitching. They doing my boy wrong. Okay, he need a good running back. See, this year we got a good running back.
Mm-hmm.
Now Derrick Henry be rushing, so they don't know who to stop now because Lamar can run and now he's a pure pass.
you know how I realize, especially with sports, when you're in too deep. You see what I say? No, we have.
When you start, use we.
you're on the team, you know. You see me? No, we got a good quarterback, so we could. Yes. You know what I mean?
So no, we have a good quarterback. Hey, come on. Hey, Jets might be good this year because now see, Jets got Rodgers.
Yeah, so them, you know.
Nah, but he on his way out now, but then he went in, he got Adams. And look, Adams is a good receiver.
Yeah, true.
At least.
Maybe they could work.
Top 10, top 5 receiver. They're about to pay him. They better pay CD Lamb. Cowboys ain't shit. My full blown.
And it's like, no, you have to.
No, me, no. I have to keep. Brother, no. No, me, I have to. No, I'm going to watch some Arsenal match. Watch them, I'm going to work. Them boy, I make it.
Yep. Yep. I've locked back in.
No, me, I have to level it up back. Yeah. The beauty is, you know, affect me. Premier League love, like, you know, Arsenal is my number one favorite team.
Yeah.
I always like to watch it.
Yeah.
But when Arsenal now play, when there's like an off season,
yeah.
It's like me have other sports now.
For follow up with.
Yeah. Like me have other sports now. Last year when we did Paris at the Olympics,
yeah.
It was so good for me because it's like the first time me ever I go back in that tracks mindset there. Come me away from tracks so long. Yeah, it's like, so you see, I'm like, I say, yo, one time we didn't know all of them money. All of them money, PR.
Yeah.
Where them money go to school. Why them? That we didn't know all of that.
Yeah. And now it's like, who the people? I don't even know why. I'm so tapped out.
Oh, it's Jamaica. Oh, that's from Jamaica.
who are on? What is sheep then there? What?
Brother, me make it my pint of duty before me left. They know everybody.
Follow up.
On a Jamaican team there.
Straight.
Everybody, me, I say, yo, yeah, man, cause look like me.
Yeah,
like,
man, yeah, I move too low, you know, man, need to
catch up back on the tracks. But typical people don't really watch tracks like that over here.
So it's hard to follow that. It's hard to stay in that world.
May I forget it from the algorithm?
Yeah.
Yeah, once it up on my algorithm, I start watching now. But we can definitely say basketball, especially NFL, really interesting.
So NFL is super interesting.
No, NFL, number one.
I changed my perspective on the NFL when I went to watch a live game. Like,
I see the fun.
Yeah, man. I was like, oh, yeah. This vibes. This is more than the
way that I expect.
You know what I mean? It's like, man, outside just a vibe. It's not even really about the game.
It's not about the game at all.
Like, at all. People just outside and yam food and
brother,
a party and.
You know which sport me like full blown into now?
What?
F1.
Formula One is dope, bro.
Brother, no. Yeah. No, me know say, all right, bam. When them go back to Vegas, me dead there. Yeah. Whenever them do the thing when them do a Florida, Fort Lauderdale, me dead there. Brother, I start follow Lewis Hamilton. I say, whoa, yeah, man. Bam. Lewis Hamilton gone a Ferrari now, you know.
Oh, wow.
Him left Mercedes, you know, and gone a Ferrari. Because when me go there,
yeah.
Don't believe, hey, you are seeing other Jamaicans at these places, you know.
Yep.
Is that you are. Yo, there is a level of Jamaicans that feel like them a hide.
Yeah.
But there are Jamaicans everywhere. If you go to Vegas, if you go to Vegas, brother, me go watch a game. Me watch a Canada, did I play? Remember who Canada did I play?
Yeah.
And some of the Canadian players them. Man, I'm Jamaican, you know. Basketball player, there. Man, I'm Jamaican, you know.
Wow.
And man, I'm literally, I say, yo, what, man, yo, youth? I'm here to say.
Like, do I know you? I know you?
No, I'm here to say, you know me? That's crazy.
Like, oh, yeah, he's a, yeah, man, I'm this.
Like, you know me? Say, yo, oh. He's a, no, Toronto. No, it's like him father, and he's Jamaican, or him cousin, somebody a Jamaican.
Yeah.
So there's Jamaicans everywhere.
Always.
Remember, say Cardi B keep a dancehall party over here. No?
Yeah. A full on grimy dancehall.
And there weren't 10 Jamaican born people in there. There weren't 10.
The ones that were probably fly from somewhere else.
For good. Exactly.
Are them book for come perform or whatever.
But it's just a crazy dynamic when you live here. When you start living more than 3 years.
Yeah.
And you're really, I would say, it's like, no, you're settled.
You're settled in America. And it's like, nobody now, you're feeling less judged for the things that you may want to try out. You know what I mean?
Because people don't understand the loneliness of when you just come here.
Yeah.
When you just come here, and you know, have a friendship yet, you know, have the structure yet, you know, have a network of people. Yeah. Where you're familiar with.
Yeah.
And that will make we just stick to like our own.
Yeah.
But America's so big.
Once you start venture out, man.
One, it's good to have different networks of people here.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy if you see, oh, where do I go transcend even higher when you start have different
types
friends,
type of
friendship. You gotta realize, say, yo, you're interested in certain things. Because, brother, no, means I'm going to even have regrets.
Yeah.
Me wish me could have played American football.
Yeah.
When me younger.
Yeah, I can see
when
that.
When I was like 14, 15.
Yeah.
Would I be a crazy, either would I be a cornerback, a running back.
Yeah.
Would I be a cornerback, a running back, probably crazy. A receiver, coming fast.
Yeah.
Fast, strong.
Yeah, I could see as a wide receiver.
I'm there, Jamaica, the tracks. I said, Jano. Yeah. You're there for too long when you start. It's like, I said, Jano, I love that sport just so much. Like, I never get to play it. No, I'm not there for play it.
Yeah.
Like, when I love basketball for play it.
Yeah.
When I go to the gym, I can't dribble a ball for nothing. But I find myself like, want to know for true a football.
Yeah.
You know them, really?
Yeah. There's like, yo.
Like, me, I say, yo.
Like, there's, I know there's a technique.
Like, I wish I could have, I wish when I'm younger, I could have played this. Yeah. To see if I could have actually, like, make it doing this.
Yeah.
Because it's a sport of aggression. Make it for run very and just aggressive. Pump you down. Make it for just run and knock you out. Somebody can knock me out. Me can't do it like somebody. I would say, all right, I'll be calm down and like just, you. Me gotta try hit it as hard as me can legally.
Yeah. And you could get out. You can literally crack ribs and you can.
And be fine with that. I'm be fine
so
with that.
So you know which sport I've been wanting to get into?
Arsenal lead one love. Yeah.
Hockey. Bro, I watched one hockey game and I was like, I need to watch more of this. I never realized that them
for like since last week.
Yeah.
Maybe not watch hockey.
Yeah. Bro, them lit like I totally forgot that they literally like
could I fight?
Like them literally fist fight.
Them can stop the game and them get seconds for fight.
Yeah. Like all right, a lot of them 5 seconds to start it out. And then just hump one another until whoever lose go sit down.
No, me, I said, wow, the Toronto Maple Leafs, they haven't won in so long. But no, the Maple Leafs, them have so much players in the league. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they don't win is because all the Toronto Maple Leafs, all the players from Toronto, them go play for other teams and stuff. Me, I said,
yeah, man, a lot of them.
Although, the best player in the CFL, not CFL, the for them league is Canadian.
Yes.
The best player. And then play for the Maple Leafs. And the Maple Leafs haven't come out of the first round of the world's like crazy things. Baseball. No, brother. I watched baseball when Dodgers win what they are, you know.
Oh, yeah? So I've never watched like full on baseball. It's
boring to watch for long. Yeah. But the World Series, them speed it up.
Mm.
So no, me, I know, say, yo, Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, say I know. You're fully invested. You know, players.
Brother, when them, I wonder if me I prepare myself to get old. May I prepare myself to be the coach grandpa? Wait, just give me a remote.
I can see that.
May the coach grandpa.
I can see that.
Give me a remote and may I watch sports and don't change my thing.
The grandpa, where you're going to be the coach grandpa that your grandkids are not going to believe you. Like, oh, yo, you want to see me back in the day, you know? Hey, me did bad, you know?
And them just knock,
me
yeah.
Me a big run, you know? See, all them boy ass joke compared to me used to run back in the day.
And me is that coach grandpa.
Sure, grandpa. Yeah, man, me did.
I don't want to feel alone with this. Now. Yo, I hope somebody where I watch this right now understand. When me I got through in terms of like, yo, it's like, yeah, fight it. Like, yeah, I say, yo.
You have to, it's a balance. It's a balance that you have to maintain with venturing out into the world.
And maintaining.
And maintaining your identity where you feel like.
So, like, yeah, I say, yo, me not lose the identity. I know.
Yeah, like, no, I'm still Jamaican. I still have these beliefs and these morals. But, you know. We have to go meet with people and figure out things in the world, isn't it?
One of the craziest things that happened to me, which will happen to me a couple of times.
Yeah.
So, when you know they're on Jamaican, you have proper English.
Yeah.
So you can speak Jamaican like proper.
Yeah. But
and them understand.
You know what's so crazy though? I still feel
like you're losing when you're wrong. So that's so like, we're around them, you're around like other races are other people.
Yeah.
And it's like off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And no accent.
not at all.
No accent. You can't tell me seminar come from LA.
Fully.
Or seminar come from Florida.
Judge. my issue is.
And it's like a Jamaican affair. Yo, you know when it reached, when it crazy? When a two Jamaican did it, and we outnumbered, I would even talk to myself in a Jamaican.
And you're not going to know till something go on.
You're going to pick up and then start talking back to me. Yeah. Because I can't see myself I talk to you in a non-Jamaican way.
Yeah.
But make 10 American in ya.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation, you think me have a stop to you for talk to me, okay?
Yeah, just like, ah, nah, I'm feeling like...
No, we're going to talk to Jamaica, and yeah. In the next round of chattings, we remember.
Go back to that.
And go back to the patois.
Yep.
Well, hey, let me know if we don't go through them things, because okay? I feel like, I know we are going to go through this. So, I feel like this is a topic.
When people talk about what they feel it.
No, this is the topic where people are going to be like, what if people in the comments and be like, yo, that's real thing,
Real it's because I don't necessarily have like strong other accents.
Yeah.
So even when I'm out now, bro, I don't even talk. If I just be a par with people,
yeah.
I don't even talk. I'm very reserved.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm going to talk to somebody and I'm immediately going to have that. Oh, here you have an accent. Yeah,
you have an accent.
And I don't necessarily always want to be the Jamaican friend. You know what I mean?
Me always want to be the Jamaican friend.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, this is Jamaica over here. Yeah, man.
But I always want to be the Jamaican friend because them treat me nicer.
They do. They
yeah, me get nice treatment. Yeah. So I always, no matter what,
yeah,
my first word to anybody, a wagwan. Me no business. Like it could have clean shape, but it
carry a forward.
No matter what, me talking about Jamaican, me talking American after, but yeah. You see, wagwan.
Yeah.
But walk, brother, me could have walked in our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Wagwan.
Yep.
And then me going out. But me just, that was my introduction. Me say, yo, yeah, you have to do that Jamaican.
Boom. And then everything else from there.
And then we can go into the, oh yeah, what's up? No, but
I feel like other cultures are very welcoming to Jamaicans. They're just,
I don't know what we do.
I don't know
what the Jamaicans did before. Well, I know exactly. You know, there's the Bob Marley, the Bulls, the Bulls. Like, we have enough known people for like, who get the love what we receive.
True.
But
I feel like historically, we've just been involved in so much stuff to helping to do so many things that we just ingrained everywhere.
Elevated.
You know?
But yo, people. Make sure you don't like, share, and subscribe. You know,
you see,
I left some comments to them. And if you don't want to hear more about that topic, yeah,
please
just make we know. So, the podcast, and when you're done,
yeah,
we're out of here. You have anything you want to say to the people? Then
take care of yourself and each other. You don't know, boom, bang.
All right, out of here.
Bad.